Former Park Police Chief Teresa Chambers met with the Interior Department yesterday to discuss returning to her old job. As Federal News Radio has been reporting, the Merit Systems Protection Board has ruled that Chambers be reinstated. Well, Chambers was fired 7 years ago after publicly voicing concerns about funding and staffing. The government says it will not appeal the board's decision. Joining us with an update on that meeting is Neil Augenstein of our sister station WTOP. Good morning, Neil.
Hey, good morning. The meeting did take place yesterday afternoon. It was Teresa Chambers, her lawyers, and officials from the Department of Interior and the National Park Service. From the sources that I've talked with, the upshot is that Interior says it will fully comply with the order by the Merit Systems Protection Board that says that Teresa Chambers should be restored as Chief of Park Police by January 31st. But what's still not clear is whether Interior will pursue a legal appeal or an attempted stay. Now, while that sounds contradictory, it isn't necessarily the case, because Interior can say, okay, we'll start paying Teresa Chambers, but that doesn't mean that we'll have her back at the chief's office leading the park police. The MSPB took what I think is the extraordinary step to contact me through Twitter yesterday to, in their words, clarify my reporting or my understanding in the appeals process. Clarify to a reporter means correct. But much of the reporting, including mine, described Interior deciding whether or not to appeal. Now, after my discussions with the board, here's my understanding. If Interior isn't happy with the decision, they can bump it up to the Office of Personnel Management. And if OPM agrees, then they would have to ask the board to review its decision. Now, assuming the board goes along with its own decision, then OPM can bump it up to Justice. And if Justice thinks that there's a legal reason to appeal the decision, then they would file and argue the case in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit. Now, nobody from Justice or Interior or the Park Service has had any comment other than to say that they're reviewing the MSPB ruling. In the discussions yesterday, the question was put to Interior whether they were working with any of the other agencies that I just mentioned to pursue an appeal. And from those who were in the meeting yesterday, Interior wasn't ruling that out. So it appears that it's still not clear whether the case will end up back in court.
Okay, so we're not done with this yet. It sounds almost like it's just getting started on phase, three. Did anything come up about the logistics of how she would be reinstated, or have they just not gotten that far yet? Maybe they'll be giving her pay, but not necessarily removing one chief, putting another in, hanging new curtains, that kind of thing.
Well, from the sources that I've talked with, they were talking a lot about the logistics, and that was discussed. Those sort of things, there was an agreement that that part would be kept confidential. And so I wasn't pushing too far to learn any more about that.
And, Neil, what was the tone of the meeting? Was it moonlight and roses? Were they staring icily across a table, or was it fairly neutral?
Well, I was not in the room, as I can, certainly glad to say. But I'm sure that there was tension. These are two sides that have been battling each other for 7 years. This was Teresa Chambers' former bosses, her former agency, and Interior, of course, heads up the Park Service. So there has been tension. But then again, these are lawyers. And these are people who are in the legal arena, and they know that you don't get too far astray from good manners and good behavior, because it can come back in future legal proceedings.
And just very quickly, in the 30 seconds we have left, it's not lost on anyone that it's not just Teresa Chambers' position at stake. You know, there are other people who are going to be impacted no matter how this plays out. Other people, their jobs, their careers are going to be impacted by the decision made.
And as I was knocking on the door to get into the studio a few minutes ago, I was in touch with the Park Police spokesperson, David Schlosser, who said that Chief Salvatore Lauro is unavailable for an interview and is referring all questions to the Park Service.